This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to make the historic step of appointing a woman to head the Pentagon for the first time. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Good morning.
The president-elect and his wife, Jill Biden, took a bike ride through Delaware's Cape Henlopen State Park Saturday morning, along with their Secret Service detail. Reporters along the route managed to get one question in.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters marched through downtown Washington Saturday to back his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a long-shot legal challenge to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters were out in force to complain of alleged electoral fraud, chanting "Stop the Steal" and "We Are the Champions." They streamed from Freedom Plaza near the White House to the U.S. Supreme Court building. Trump's lawsuits have made little headway in the courts. Biden, meanwhile, has received congratulatory calls from world leaders and pushed ahead with working on forming his cabinet. Vietnamese authorities on Saturday ordered some 460,000 people in the country's central region to be ready to evacuate ahead of Typhoon Vamco. Local authorities in other central provinces have been reinforcing sea dikes and evacuating elderly people and children to safe buildings to avoid casualties from the typhoon. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's defiant Tigray regional government has said that it fired rockets at two airports in the neighboring Amhara region. The deadly conflict threatens to spread into other parts of Africa's second most populous country. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Tigray regional government have said such strikes would continue unless what they say are attacks against them stop. Ethiopia's federal government confirmed that airports in Gondar and Bahir Dar were damaged in the strikes. Fighting that erupted in the northern Tigray region on the 4th of November has reportedly killed hundreds on both the federal government and regional government sides. Each side regards the other as illegal, the result of a months-long falling out amid dramatic shifts in power after Nobel Peace Prize-winning Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed took office 2 years ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of people protested in Bangkok Saturday in the latest anti-government demonstrations that have called for reforms to Thailand's powerful monarchy. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The protest began in July, seeking to remove Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former junta leader. On Saturday, the police said some 2,500 protesters gathered at Democracy Monument in the city, putting on songs and dances mocking the government. Police said they would not use violence to crack down on demonstrators, but deployed 5,100 troops to maintain order. About a mile away, thousands of royalists gathered in yellow shirts and waved Thai flags as they waited to greet King Maha Vajiralongkorn. The royal palace was not available for comment. It has not commented since the start of the demonstrations, but the king said 2 weeks ago that the protesters were still loved and that Thailand was a land of compromise.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. More than a billion Indians celebrated Diwali on Saturday amid twin concerns of a resurgence in coronavirus infections and rising air pollution that is enveloping the country's north in a cloud of thick smog. Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights, is typically celebrated by socializing and exchanging gifts with friends and family and lighting oil lamps or candles to symbolize a victory of light over darkness. But this year, the pandemic is upending some of the celebrations in India, particularly in New Delhi, the capital, which has seen a renewed spike in coronavirus infections in recent weeks, recording more new cases than any other Indian state. The Vatican has stepped up efforts to help the less fortunate during the pandemic by setting up a mobile testing unit. The free tests will continue as part of events to mark the World Day of the Poor, which falls on Sunday. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.